Here we go. We're back. January 7th edition here, 28 right now and partly cloudy. Every Wednesday, kind of our Wednesday tradition, talk with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
I have not had a chance to talk with you yet. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Our first segment of 2026. What is our topic today, Rizzy? What are we talking about?
Benefits of strength training for kids.
Okay.
So a lot of the time, parents don't understand why maybe they're tripping or falling all over the place, or maybe they're in a sport that got introduced and they're just not coordinated as well. Well, a lot of the things missed is that you shouldn't start strength training as early. But with proper supervision, it can be beneficial for those kids. So a lot of the times is people thinking, like, I need to get more one-on-one lessons with their coach, or I need to practice their shot better. But maybe sometimes it's just working that strength training with that proper supervision. And there's studies out there that, like, with the American Academy of Pediatrics, that recommends children as young as 7 or 8 years old can start safely strength training. It can help with weight management. Strength training combined with cardiovascular exercise and a balanced diet can help significantly reduce body fat percentage and improve their body composition. So helping with that overweight, obese rate that we have going on in the U.S. here. And then also, if they're having a hard time functioning in school, one benefit of doing strength training exercise can help with regulating that attention deficit or memory, helping with that memory, working on that technique, problem-solving abilities that can help in the classroom too as well, and just doing a couple days a week.
Well, it all ties in, and you're saying like 7 or 8 is kind of the target age for kids, right?
Yeah.
To get them started?
Yep, and mainly focusing on more body weight, less resistance, getting them stable, basically, and then progressing with resistance.
Right. And it all comes back around to that, too, and kind of, like you were saying, it can help in the classroom, too, so it's kind of like it's kind of an all-encompassing thing, right, when you start them out at that age?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Basically, just getting them coordinated in their body as they're growing is the biggest thing. And that can help with a lot of maybe the irritation of sitting in a desk all day long. Maybe their focus would be a little bit easier and paying attention to the teacher versus looking and wandering with their eyes a lot.
Boy, that makes perfect sense. And great information as always. Rizzy, if people want to know more about strength training for their kids, what is your number at OSPTI?
641-7725. And we do run an after-school program Tuesdays and Thursdays that incorporates a lot of this supervision in small class.
Fantastic. Great to talk with you as always, Rizzy. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll catch up next Wednesday.
Thank you. You as well.
That is Rizzy from OSPTI, and we talk with the folks over there every Wednesday here, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Farmer sentiment weakened slightly in December as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index.